Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Good afternoon and good evening, and welcome to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I'm your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, business positioning strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 70 countries, so I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that changed our lives and how we use it to then transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network Tuesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I ask that you join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community. In order to not miss an episode, you can subscribe right where you're listening or wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. You can subscribe, rate, and review the show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, the Himalaya app, the Google Play Music app, or wherever it is that you listen to shows. Subscribe to Life Transformation Radio. On the show, my guests are entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, other podcasters, and authors who are amazing people who are impacting the world around them. And my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show during our live broadcast, Tuesday through Friday, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, you can call us up and ask a question at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. And with that, please help me welcome to the show my guest for today, Danielle Daly. Danielle, welcome to Life Transformation Radio.
Thank you, Sean. I am loving being here already. You made me feel like a rock star.
Oh, my gosh. You are a rock star. And we met at PodFest in Orlando back in like March or something like that. And I was like, this is amazing. Like, I have to have you on the show. I heard your story. I heard what you were talking about. Love your show. Love what you're doing. I'm like, this is a no-brainer for me.
Well, thank you.
So I want to quickly go into, your bio and let people get to know you. And then I really want to talk about your show right up front while everybody is tuning in live. So the title of the show is Suddenly Single with podcast host Danielle Daly. She is a TEDx speaker, accidental author, and host of the Suddenly Single Show. Her uncommon mixture of infectious enthusiasm, unconventional ideas, and spectacular smile has made this pint-sized lady a popular inspiration to a global audience of lifestyle entrepreneurs. Her book, Dear Self, I Love You, Keep Going, is available on Amazon. Her website, suddenlysingleshow.com. Her Facebook and LinkedIn are right there in the show notes. Connect with her and let her know that you heard her on Life Transformation Radio. So with that, I quickly want to get into, what is the Suddenly Single Show?
The Suddenly Single Show is the inspirational podcast for people who find themselves suddenly single. Suddenly single through divorce, bereavement, or just good old-fashioned getting dumped. And what sets it apart from all the other shows out there is, instead of focusing on what the heck happened, we focus the show on what did you learn about yourself and how did you grow through what is really a universal human experience, heartbreak.
That's amazing. And it's funny that you say, or just dumped. Like, the way you said it was like, well, geez. So funny. I was like, wow, okay. All right. So you're really reaching the woman who is now single, like abruptly, immediately. Maybe the divorce kind of took a while, but still single. Like, you're still single.
So the surprising thing is how many men actually come on the show to share
their
story.
That was going to be my next question. That was going to be my next question. Like, is it women really?
It's women and men, and many of my guests are actually people who are no longer single. They are telling a story about a time in their life where they became single. And sometimes it was by choice, and sometimes it was circumstance. And they're reflecting back on that story so that people who are currently in that place of, oh my gosh, I just found myself single, can hear stories from people who've been there, who have gone on to find happiness, who have gone on to grow themselves, to pull themselves back up by their bootstraps, and lived interesting lives and grown in ways they didn't expect it, and oftentimes even found another relationship or remarried.
I love it. I absolutely love that. There is, I had a guest on the show last year, I think it was. And I'm trying to remember exactly when it was, but I'm not quite sure. It had to have been early, maybe mid to late last year, I think it was. So suddenly single, this guy, his wife committed suicide. And he came home to find her.
Mm-hmm.
And as we, what's his name? Jay Gabrani, I think his name was. Yes, Jay Gabrani. His show aired this year, January 29th. You can go back into the files, wherever you're listening to podcasts, and pull up the episode from January 29th. One of the first episodes we did in season three. And Jay Gabrani literally built, let me see. Is it Jay Gabrani? I just want to make sure before I say. But anyway, I'll figure out what it doesn't matter. But anyway, we talked about that literally. Like, what's that like going from married on a Tuesday to widower on a Friday or on a Thursday or, you know, whatever. Like, what was that like?
Or even and Tuesday so I just, night, right? Yeah.
So I just, yeah. So yeah. So his name is Jay Gabrani, G-A-B-R-A-N-I, G-A-B-R-A-N-I, Jay Gabrani. And so, yeah, he's basically, you know, on a mission to prepare fathers. And out of the tragedy, he's birthed something for fathers that they can, so I like that because I heard your show and a couple men were on there. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I can literally like bring this up. So yeah, I thought it was pretty cool that he's on a mission now to educate dads on what happens if the wife passes or, you know, whatever. So I thought that was pretty inspiring, you know, and your show has a lot of inspiring stories on it as well. And a lot of funny ones because there is kind of a little bit of humor there. But it's kind of serious too. So I like the give and take of the, okay, we're going to talk about kind of something serious, you know, a widower or, you know, somebody had passed or, you know, whatever. And then there's a little bit of funny into it too. So I like that you play on both sides.
Thank you. You know, one of the most interesting interviews that I had recently was with a wonderful woman named Gloria, and she and her husband were both musicians. He passed away after a long battle with cancer, and it was very sad. They'd been married 25 years, had two children. They were, as I said, musicians. Not only did they play together, but they sat next to each other in a professional orchestra. And so they were an integral part of each other's life every single day. And what was so interesting was about the interview was how much humor she shared. Even though she had just completely had her heart broken, this had been a few years ago now, she had so many funny stories to tell about silly things that reminded her of her husband or traditions that they've come up with to remember him or signs like a cheeseburger that lets them know who's thinking of them. And I just, the resilience that people show through difficult situations just inspires me on a daily basis.
What is that your why for starting the show? Is you're deriving that inspiration, or what was your why for starting a podcast, specifically the Suddenly Single show?
So it's interesting. I swore up and down I would never start a podcast because I've been a popular guest for other reasons, branding, marketing, business type things on other people's podcasts for years. And I loved show up, be awesome, leave. And I knew, because I knew so many podcasters, how much work goes into the back end of making this happen. And I was like, I'll never do it. So when I found myself suddenly single, the universe decided to give me this incredible idea for the show. And literally it was like an inspired moment where suddenly I knew the name of the show. I knew what the show was about. I knew what questions I was going to ask for the show. Everything I needed to make this show just sort of plopped into my brain and said, you're going to do this. So the why for me is really twofold. One, I am very much about personal growth and trying to become self-actualized. I want to learn everything about myself and express every bit of myself that I possibly can. But the other reason I do it is so that no one goes through an experience out there feeling alone, feeling like they're the only one who is hurt in this particular way. And that's why, you know, I don't just interview one person who's gone through a divorce, or one man and one woman, and one man and one woman that have gone through bereavement. I share the full spectrum of stories, whether those are divorces, whether they're bereavement, whether they are same sex or opposite sex, polyamory, all of the different kinds of ways that humans might be in relationship with one another in love, and then have that go away and share that story of, well, what did I do to make it through that? I don't want anyone to feel like, you know, there's no one who's ever felt what I felt, because that's a scary place to be.
Oh, yeah. My wife and I, my current wife, we actually divorced. We were married in 2007 and then divorced in 2008. And then we got back together.
I love it. I'm going to turn the microphone around on you if you're not careful.
And then 2 years later, we separated and filed for divorce again. And then we got back together, and then we've been together ever since.
Wow.
So yeah, we had a rough go. It sucked.
Yeah. It's not easy to be in relationship.
No, it's not. Especially when you're not even supposed to be in the relationship to begin with. like you are not even close to relationship material. But you know, you're just kind of forcing it, and it just wasn't a good time in our lives. Like, neither of us should have, at least at a minimum, been in a serious relationship, you know? But, you know, it happens. And now we have a cool story, you know, 'cause we look at each other like, how long have you guys been married? Oh, I don't know. On and off for, we're like, wait, what?
That's an answer I have never heard. I love it. Yeah. On and off.
They're like, on and off. They're like, wait, what? I was like, yeah, we were divorced in 2008, got back together in 2009, separated in 2011, got back together in 2011, and then we were going to separate for good in 2013, but then she got pregnant with the kid and was like, crap, now we got to stay together. And, you know, after marriage counseling and everything else, it just kind of worked out.
Oh, I love that it ultimately worked out.
Yeah, so does she, because I'm a heck of a guy. You know. So TEDx, that's awesome. TEDx speaker. I thought it was an amazing experience. I looked at it as a Super Bowl of speaking. You know, you made it. You're the pinnacle of the speakers. What was that like?
Oh my goodness. Well, I like to tell people that you don't realize that preparing for your TEDx talk is like having an extra job, like an extra full-time job until it's over, because you're slowly ramping up, preparing. And it's not until you've done it and then suddenly you're like, why do I have all this free time and mental energy? So it was a lot of stress. But on top of the normal stress of preparing to give a big talk like that, I received divorce papers 48 hours before I was to give my talk.
Wow.
And yes, that was both the worst and now in retrospect, the best day of my life, because I had to really think about what I wanted to do and who I wanted to be. It was one of those moments in life, like in a movie, where you're like, the main character has just been knocked down. What will she do?
Yeah.
Will she slink off to bed and cry? Or will she, you know, raise her fist and get up and go do it? And I didn't really know who I was until that moment. I think, you know, I kind of thought I was a strong person. I kind of thought I was somebody who was driven and determined to meet my goals in life. But in that moment, life really presented me with an opportunity to know for sure what I was made of. Yeah. So, as you know, I managed to get up and give that talk anyway, but I always like to share that I didn't do it alone. I knew that I could not get on that stage with all of the stress I had about delivering a great talk and pretend that everything was okay in my life. So I let everyone know, whether that was my friends, my family, the people who were helping to run the event, they all knew what had happened and how I was feeling and that I'd chosen to be there anyway. And I tell you, Sean, without all of those people rallying around me, even though I'd made that decision, I wouldn't have been able to follow through on it. I needed them to be sending me good energy and to be cheering for me in order to be able to do that. And it's so funny because when you look at the pictures from that day, I'm glowing. And I like to tell people, I'm not glowing because I was happy or because I was pretending like my life was wonderful. I'm glowing because in that moment, I was already feeling so proud of myself for doing something that I could feel then and there was powerful, because how I chose to behave in that moment was going to inform me of who I was for the rest of my life. And so now for the rest of my life, I know that when the chips are down, I'm a powerful person. And it's an incredible feeling. I can't even describe how empowering it is to know that it doesn't really matter what happens. I am going to choose how I respond.
That is incredible. I wish that more people had that thought process, because so much violence would probably be stopped if they actually thought through the way that you did.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Wow. I really like that. I like that a lot. Would that be the transformational moment in your life that put you on the path to everything that's happened since? The reason I ask that is the thesis of the show, the core essence, is that one moment in time that happened to you that was a catalyst. Had that moment not happened, who knows what would have been? Maybe we don't have the podcast. Maybe we don't get on the TED stage. But what would you say, if that is, but what would you say is the transformational moment that did put you on the path to what you're doing today? Was it that TEDx moment, or was it a different one?
You know, I think that it was the TEDx moment. I think that the moment that I decided this is who I am and this is who I'm going to be was the transformational moment. But at the same time, I have to go back and ask myself, well, you know, how did I end up with those divorce papers in the first place? And thinking about, you know, how did I end up even transforming into a single person? And I still haven't been able to go back and pinpoint that moment. And it's interesting, as you keep digging, you go back further and further. And it's almost like the moment that that relationship started was really the catalyst, right? So I went on this journey that got me to this moment that helped me make a powerful decision that then changed my perspective on myself. But it was all those pieces leading up in the 15 years before that that created that.
Explain.
So if I hadn't met my husband, if I hadn't married him, if I hadn't moved across the country, if we hadn't gotten along, I wouldn't have had that moment. What if our marriage had been great? What if he'd been there, standing there supporting me on that day? I would have given probably the same talk, but I would have felt entirely different about it. Maybe I would have felt better about it. Maybe I would have felt worse. But life wouldn't have presented me with that choice and that opportunity to really know myself in the same way.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I'm a firm believer in everything happens for a reason. There are no there are no coincidences.
Yep. I agree. And if I hadn't been single, I never would have started my show. And so the Suddenly Single show wouldn't exist. And all these stories wouldn't be being told. And I wouldn't have learned all the things I've learned since finding myself on my own. I mean, I wouldn't have learned how to go out in public by myself as a single woman. Like that never would have happened when I was married. I would have never learned how to rent a place on my own. I never would have learned how to do my own bookkeeping. There are so many things I just never would have experienced. And I'm more developed as a human being. And it also made me a lot more compassionate. And I feel like the person I was before was a reasonably good person, but she had a lot of angst and things she wanted to do. And I certainly still do have so many things I want to do. I want to live to be 100 because there's so many things I want to do. But the thing now is that when I lay my head on my pillow at night, I think to myself, you know, oh, there's all these dreams and goals I still have. But if I didn't wake up tomorrow and I reflected on my life, would I be happy with the way that I'm living it? And did I make the most of the time that I have? And my answer now is yes. And that is an incredible feeling.
Very cool. I like how you put that. You know, I wouldn't have done this and this and this and this. And there's a lot. I look at decisions that people make and the behaviors that they display. And I don't so much wonder what would have happened if they made a different decision. I often wonder what were they thinking that made them make that decision. Even if it's a bad decision, like, man, if you wouldn't have made that, how different would your life be? You know, like, there's nothing you can do about it. Right?
Yep.
Like, man. I mean, if I look at all of the money that I ever wasted in my life, I would probably be very, very rich.
Oh,
however,
my gosh.
I am not. So there's no use thinking about it. What I want to do is figure out why I thought the way that I did at that time. Because I want to identify and become aware if that decision comes up again. I know what I'm feeling in the prior decision. If I'm still feeling that way, I know what the outcome is going to be. Mm-hmm. If I get mad at every bad situation, I know what that mad and anger or whatever is going to do. So in order to have the situation different, I need to act different.
Right.
That's why I love the transformational moments that we go through in life. It is fascinating to me, the decision-making processes that people go through. And I'm sure that you have a couple stories on your show. Well, what was that like when that person immediately dumped you or suddenly single, like a cheating or whatever? And just that initial response has got to be gripping.
Yes. I mean, from everything from somebody being extremely angry to being depressed to any human emotion you can think of, people respond with. Some people have responded with celebration. I remember I interviewed someone recently, and the show has not been released yet, but she was in an abusive relationship and she feared leaving it. And somehow her husband decided that she had gained so much weight, which wasn't really that much weight. She went from like a size 4 to a size 8, that he just wasn't interested in being married to her anymore. And the minute he walked out, she said she started having a dance party because she knew if she had tried to leave him, he would have made her life unlivable. Like he would have, the abuse would have gotten worse. And because he just decided she was unattractive, he decided to go, and she was elated. So that's not a response that you would ever expect to finding yourself suddenly single.
But right.
It's just a full gamut, just depending on what your circumstances are.
Wow.
I know.
So my wife is 4'9". She's Puerto Rican. I like breathing. I like breathing. So that type of situation is a no-go for me. You know, honey, you've had 4 kids, gained a little bit of weight. I'm not attracted to you anymore. I'm not attracted anymore. And then ambulance will come and pick me up here pretty soon.
I don't know if they'll need an ambulance.
I can't imagine.
Be the funeral home.
Right? I can't imagine that. I can't imagine. Oh my gosh. Like even just the 3 or 4 episodes that I listened to the show, it was like, wow. Like I listened to like the last like 4 episodes and some of the things I was like, holy, like that really, wow. I can't even imagine. And the other one was like, oh wow. That's wow. Okay. Okay. Gotcha. All right. I'm with you. So I just can't imagine the way that, again, the decision-making process, like, I don't want to be with her anymore. And then the steps needed to like, end that relationship are somewhat funny on your show, I got to tell you. They're kind of like,
are.
Wait, how did that happen? Let me rewind that a little bit.
I know. This is the kind of stuff, some of it, that you would imagine would be in some kind of romantic comedy where ultimately – the protagonist ends up in a great relationship. But before that, something horrible happens. One of the most recent episodes, Monica, she was the suddenly single subject. She had been dating someone for 6 months, and he, it turns out, was a bit of a coward. And so he ghosted her on Valentine's Day and then didn't ever make any attempt to let her know that they were not going to continue dating after that. And so after several days of not hearing from him and having spent a significant time together, she decided to go to his office, and they both lived in New York City. And she waited very calmly, not with like a switchblade or anything, waited very calmly outside of his office and approached him after work and was just like, hey, you know, I'm glad you're still alive. And did you want to tell me something? And he did not want to tell her anything. So he kind of was trying to get away from her on the street by badging himself into the gym next door, thinking she wouldn't be able to get in, but it turned out she had a membership there too. So they badged in. And then when he realized that she was following him still, like he went back out. And then they got to the bottom of the stairwell together, and she looked to cross the street. And when she looked back, he was gone. And he was running down Park Avenue in a 3-piece suit in New York City away from her, rather than just say, you know what, this isn't working out for me. I don't want to date you anymore. And
oh my gosh.
Can you imagine, like, in the moment, how upsetting that would be? And she definitely said, you know, it was very upsetting, and it was all she could do not to cry on the subway in New York City. And when she got home, she did, and she questioned a lot about what that meant about her and her judgment about people and all this stuff. And she was finally able to come around to laughing the way you and I do about the story, because it's so ridiculous, and it was all on him. She hadn't done anything wrong. He was being a coward and just wouldn't own up to his decisions and kind of took advantage of the fact that we live in an age where using technology that way and just ceasing right. to communicate with someone has become not necessarily acceptable, but normalized at the least.
Oh, for sure. I'm not sure, you know, when, like, how old you are, you know, what era you grew up in or whatever, but do you remember the radio shows? There's always like this one kind of funny morning show, whatever, on the radio, whatever, and they would like call unsuspecting people, you know, and they play a joke on them, and they're like, hey, we're gonna play a joke saying that you got fired, you know, and we're gonna play a joke like on your wife or whatever, but we're really gonna reward your wife, you know, with like a vacation. That's fine. And I remember this one, and he's like, "Hi, this is insurance company, you know." It's like, your husband is coming home early today, and he's been fired because
we
caught him with the secretary. He's unprofessional, right? And she's like, "Oh, I knew it. I knew he would do something like this. He's on the line." He's like, he's literally like on the line. Okay. And he's like listening or whatever. And she's just like, I knew it. Oh, I don't even send him home. Oh my God. You know what? I don't even feel bad now. I don't even feel bad for having sex with his brother. I don't even feel. Yeah. And I was like, what? And all of a sudden they stop and they're like, ma'am, this is the radio show. Your husband's actually right here. And he's like, what? Wait,
what
happened? What did you and Barry do? You know? And she's like, oh, God, click.
Oh my God.
You can find those all over the internet, all over YouTube, like funny radio call-ins, breakup over the, right? There's an actual mm-hmm. one here in Raleigh. What they do is they call up and like, do you think that you'll get another date? He's like, I don't know, man. She kind of ghosted me. And so they call up the person like, hi, this is whatever 98.9 radio. And I guess you went out on a date with this guy, Jim, you know, like, would you want to go out with again? And it's so funny because the girls are like, oh no, he chews with his mouth open and he stunk. You know, and they're like unloading. And they're like, we're going to bring him on the line. Hey, Steve, I guess you said no. And he's like, what happened? She's like, yeah, don't call me again. Click.
Like, oh my God.
I love that stuff. To me, it's reality TV. Listening to your show was kind of like that. It was kind of like the reality TV. You know what I mean? So,
I actually have a dream of at some point getting one person suddenly single story and then getting the person on the other side of that suddenly single story. So, two sides of the same story. Eventually, I'm sure.
That would be amazing.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I could definitely see that, you know, the reality TV. Gosh, that's big business. You know, we see The Bachelor. We see mm-hmm. a lot. There's, like, TV shows about reality TV shows. Usually on like Lifetime Movie Network, and I'm glad that we got rid of TV because my wife constantly watched Lifetime Movie Network, and then she's like, I cannot, and this is great that we're about to talk about this. I literally cannot watch relationship shows on Lifetime Movie Network. And somebody listening to the show right now is going to agree with me, and they're probably a man, and somebody who's going to listen to the show and agree with me is probably a woman. I cannot watch Lifetime Movie Network with my wife because some kind of relationship thing happens, and this guy did this, and it's usually like she tried to kill her husband or her husband was cheating or the husband, you know, whatever. And she looks at me and goes, would you ever do that to me? Mother. No, I would not. Honey, I love you. Okay. I would never do that. I feel like given the chance, I feel like any guy would do that. I'm like, oh my gosh, can we shut this off, please? This is so bad. We cannot watch this together, you know? And then she'll like, I literally, like an hour later, she goes, remember the show when the guy said that he was leaving work, but he really wasn't. Do you ever do that? Do you ever say you're leaving? I'm like, oh my God, no, I can't do it anymore. Like, we got rid of TV. It was the glorious moment. She goes, oh my God, my Lifetime movie network's gone. I'm like, I know.
We just cut our fighting in half by 50%.
At least.
And save money on our cable bill.
at a minimum.
Jeez.
So how do you take what you do? How do you take your show, right, and elevate the world around you? I'm so dying to know how you elevate the world around you. You have the show, you're an author, TEDx speaker, you're doing amazing, amazing things in the world. How do you take what you're doing, your why, your transformational moment, ball it all up into your pint-sized enthusiasm, and how do you elevate the world around you?
You know, it's funny. I would never have really realized the way that I elevate the world around me if people hadn't started telling me. We all go through our life, right? Just we are who we are and we do what we do. And what people have started to tell me as I've been on my own suddenly single journey is how much they appreciate all of the ways that I am growing, whether that's getting out and having new adventures, trying new restaurants, my love and passion for practicing yoga, going on dates, speaking, whatever it is I'm doing in my business,
bringing my content to the show.
I actually rarely talk about myself on the show. I'll put a little tidbit there, but eventually I will do that. But I really want it to be about the listeners. But
yeah,
the way that I found that I elevate the world is that people look at me and they see that every day I'm getting out there doing something interesting, whether that's in my life or sharing somebody else's life, and that I'm really living life to the fullest. And that inspires people. That is what I've learned is what a true influencer is. It's someone who makes people think and do in a different way. So people see me thinking and doing, and then the little thought cloud kind of pops up above their head and they think, I could do that too. Or I've always wanted to do something similar. Or maybe if she can do that, I should think about some ways about getting out my butt and getting out there. So that's
right.
How I elevate the world, just by living life as fully as I can and sharing my story, other people's story, just connecting people and getting them inspired to do more through being an example of that.
Love it. Absolutely love that. Where can we find your TEDx talk?
So I can send you the link. I don't have it right off the top of my head, but if you find the Facebook link that I know you put on the show notes, it's right up there in my little bio. There's a direct link to it.
What is the name of your talk?
It is called, I think it's called Discovering New Possibilities. I mean, it's been almost 5 years now, 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been a while, so I don't actually remember the exact title, but I think it's Unearthing New Possibilities or something like that. Sorry about that. That's the one question somebody's asked me recently that I don't have the answer to off the top of my head.
Worries.
It's Excavating New Possibilities, because my talk is actually based on my educational background in anthropology and archaeology. So I use the word excavating.
Anthropology, huh?
Yes.
Very interesting. 3 years
Thank
ago,
you.
Found it. TEDx, Fountain Hills. Got it.
Yes, sir.
Got it. So I will copy the link address and I will put it into the show notes here.
Awesome.
So they can watch your TEDx talk right there.
Oh, thank you so much.
So anthropology, how did you get started in that?
You know, when I was in college, I first thought that I wanted to be a psychologist, but then I realized I didn't really want to be judging and diagnosing people all day. And anthropology was a way to get to watch people and their behavior and just observe it. You weren't there to judge people. You were there to observe it, to learn about why people think they're doing what they're doing. You get to learn about what their artifacts mean, you know, the things that we use in daily life. I really wanted to understand other people. That's really what drew me to it. But as I've grown older, right, what I've come to understand in retrospect is that what I was really looking for was to have the tools to be able to understand myself, because there was some logic in my head that said, well, if I can understand other people, I can apply those same tools internally and understand myself. So I just love people. I love their stories. I love all the little details that make up people. I'm one of those people that I love to learn what people's quirks are and what makes them unique and different. And we're all interesting. I've yet to meet anyone on this earth that is truly boring.
Good for you.
Sometimes you just have to ask the right questions.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. I'm fascinated. I'm stunned. Because I meet people, well, then again, I'm not. For business, I'm not like. The reason I'm meeting people for very different reasons than what most people, right? Like me and you meet people because of a certain thing we're doing in the world, whatever. Like, when the majority, I mean, majority of people have 9-to-5 jobs or whatever. So when they meet somebody, they're not looking for money. They're not looking for a podcast guest. They're not looking for a joint venture. They're not looking to collaborate on an idea or a project. And like, that's what we're used to. That's what we're accustomed to. So yeah, we're going to meet all kinds of amazing people, but the average Joe might be at Walmart and meet somebody and go, what a weirdo.
Like, huh? That's, you know, still interesting. Being a weirdo is still interesting. I didn't say they were all, you know, like great and that I love
right.
everything I learn about people, but wow, right. we are all interesting specimens.
I got you. All right. I'm picking up what you're throwing down. I got you. Perfect. So what I want to do right now is towards the end of the show, we do a shameless plug. You can plug websites, social media, programs, products, services, anything that you want to promote, anything that you want the listeners to know or to do. This is your moment. Shamelessly plug. Go.
All right. I have two shameless plugs. The first is obviously my show, The Suddenly Single Show. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. You can go to the website, suddenlysingleshow.com. You can also ask your Alexa-enabled device or even Siri to play the Suddenly Single Show podcast, and you can listen to it there. I would also like to plug my book. I wrote it as I was going through my Suddenly Single story that first year. I wrote a little love note or a little encouragement to myself every day without fail for 1 year. And the title of the book is Dear Self, I Love You, Keep Going. And the cool thing about that book is it's not written after the fact. It was written during. And so if you've ever wanted to read someone's secret journal or wonder what their experience is like on the inside, going from a place of devastation to hope and then certainty that everything will be okay, I can't recommend it highly enough. It's really beautifully designed, and you can get it on Amazon. Again, Dear Self, I Love You, Keep Going.
Love it. I love that you wrote yourself a love note in one of the hardest moments.
I think that's
absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
What a great idea for a book.
I think
that it's absolutely fascinating.
I didn't know when I started that I was writing a book. I actually walked up to the mirror one day and started talking to myself like a crazy person. And I was saying all these things about how much I loved myself. And I thought, I want to write that down and remember. And I put it on Facebook and people loved it. I even had a friend who said, could I print that out and put it on my bathroom mirror? Because it was just really nice things like, I'm so proud of you, how you're handling things, and the best days are ahead, and you're beautiful, and all this stuff. And the original note is actually in the book if you go check it out. And I felt so good knowing that I'd made people happy with my words that I wrote another one the next day and the next day and the next day. And it wasn't until I'd written a whole bunch that I realized, hey, if I wrote one of these every day for a year, I'd have a book. Okay, I'm going to do it. It just happens. And that's why I call myself an accidental author.
That makes sense. Accidental author. That makes sense. So give us one nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today.
Okay, so I cannot stress enough how important it is in life that if you have an idea, just start like throwing spaghetti at the wall. Just start doing something about it, anything about it. And instead of focusing on how can I not make a mistake, focus on what can I learn from this. So think about everything that you're doing to try to develop your idea as being part of a laboratory experiment rather than a performance you're being graded on. And that will take you miles and miles ahead on whatever you're working to develop in life.
Wow. As soon as you said throw spaghetti at the wall, I was like, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Because a lot of times people would be like, if you want to build a business, try anything, do anything, just try it. Just, you know, I'm like, oh God, oh God, oh God. I'm really scared when people just start doing something because it usually leads, but you totally turned it around. I like that. I like where your head's at.
Well, thank you.
I like that. Very cool. Very cool. So what do you, so when does your show air at a certain time? Or I really want the listeners to know your show a little bit. Does it air at a certain time? Or do you upload at a regular schedule? How's that work?
I release a new episode every Monday, and it comes out around 6 a.m., but definitely it's a weekly show. And if anybody listening is like, hey, I have an inspiring suddenly single story, but I'm married now. Again, that doesn't matter. Your story is your story, and you never know who needs to hear it. So if you're interested in sharing your story on my show, please do reach out to me and go to suddenlysingleshow.com, and there's a link there where you can contact me, or you can even just fill out the application, or you can email me Danielle@suddenlysingleshow.com.
There you go. Amazing. Danielle, I think that you are absolutely brilliant. I love your energy. I love what you're doing in the world, and we need more like you.
Thank you, Sean. I really appreciate you.
And with that, is another episode of Life Transformation Radio. If anything that we talked about here today resonated with you, please let us know. Contact Danielle on Facebook, LinkedIn, go to suddenlysingleshow.com, send an email, let her know that you heard her here on Life Transformation Radio. And in the show notes is her TEDx talk. You can click on link or copy and paste it. What do you want to do? Go check out her TEDx talk. Leave her some comments. Show her some love. Subscribe to her YouTube channel. Whatever it is that you want to support her, please, please do that. And with that, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day. Live out the core values that hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until next episode, live a great